You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live on The Drive on a beautiful Wednesday. Appreciate you hanging in there and joining us as we've had a good time. Coming up, 4 o'clock, folks. 4 o'clock hour is going to be packed. All right, coming up here in a little bit, in the 3 o'clock hour, we got a little stock up, stock down. But 4 o'clock, Dirty's Daily. This may be the most anticipated Dirty's Daily ever, as Clint Sterner has apparently had his final mishap. What would you say on a scale of 1 to 10 of anger, hot as fish grease, where were you?
I was 10 out of 10.
Oh, you went past, yeah, you went.
I was 10 out of 10. It's just, the story you'll believe, the details you'll think I'm lying.
All right, that's coming. That's coming up at 4 o'clock.
One of those, you can't make this stuff up.
Can't
Are
make
you
it
kidding
up.
Me? You got to laugh to keep from crying, and then somebody says something in the middle of it, and you're like, you know, and then, I mean, to the point where you got to realize what's going on in the world around you and go like, this really, like, I had to talk myself off the ledge a couple times, you know what I mean? Using what's going on around the world. Like, boy, it's really hard for me to get mad at the situation right now, what's going on, you know, and so it was one of them kind of mornings.
I think Tyler hit it earlier, like, and you said it, like, one of those points where you're so mad, you've driven past mad, where it's just funny.
Start laughing like a maniac.
Like, what else? What else is going to happen?
Well, when you ask for help and they give the they give you that look, they
what?
Give you this.
Stop! What does that mean? What does that even mean?
It can mean so much.
And somebody laughed at you so hard because I'm gonna help you.
Well, it's not even a laugh.
How are you gonna help?
It's almost like the sound effect that usually goes along with the
your
phrase
SOL.
Dumbass.
Like this.
Oh, dumbass.
Yes, like this guy.
That's the back of his throat noise.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that's coming up at 4. Brandon Scott, he's coming up at 4:40. A little bit later on with a little that little combo, Rockets-Texans report there with B. Scott. So a big show still to go. All right, ESPN has done, they do this every year, their top 10 coming off of last year. They did the running backs already. Joe Mixon slid in at 9 on that list. They did defensive tackles. There was nobody from the Texans on the defensive tackle list, which I don't think many people would be surprised of that. Today, they did edge rushers. And I will say this, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter both made the list into the top 10, right? You would have expected that. You would have been.
Yes.
You would have had a problem if either of them were left off. I mean, there are a lot of good
top
edge
10.
Rushers in the league. Would you?
After looking at it, yeah, I would have had a real problem if they'd been left off. Because I think once you get beyond the obvious, I don't know, what was it, Ron? The obvious top 6?
You think there's an obvious top six? Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you just if we just sit here and somebody says, "Hey, man, top edge rushers in the game," I think in my mind, I went, "Well, there's at least 10 really like all NFL type guys." There's really not.
Like it feels like there is, right?
Yeah. There's not. There's like your no brainer edge rushers. I think there was six of them on that list. Myles Garrett, Watt, Parsons.
That's 1, 2, 3.
The kid in Vegas.
Yeah, the list is Garrett, Watt, Parsons, Crosby, yep. Max Crosby.
Yep.
That's the top four. Nick Bosa, he's one yep. where you wonder. Trey Hendrickson, for some reason, I would have him over Bosa, especially if we're looking at last year. Hell, he led the league in sacks. And then Hutchinson was at six, right? He was maybe defensive player of the year before he had that injury against the Cowboys. And then at 8-9 is where Will Anderson at eight, then Danielle Hunter in front of Jarrett Verse.
Yeah, to me, once you get beyond...
Because the honorable mention that they have listed there after that top 10 was Brian Burns of the Giants, Nick Benito, he had a really good year with the Broncos, Jonathan Grenard of the Vikings, George Karloftis of the Chiefs, Josh Hines Allen of the Jags, and then like Khalil Mack also on that list.
So to the point, once you get beyond six, right? Once you get beyond Trey Hendrickson, once you get beyond him, it's like Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are absolutely every bit as good of the what's remaining. No question about it. Whether you're talking resume or the older players, younger players, no question about it. So, yeah, I think at first it was like, oh, let me think about it. But as you look at the list, it's like, hell yes, absolute no-brainer top 10 for both of those guys.
Yeah, so you like yes. the 8-9. Yes. Yeah. Would you have Will over Danielle Hunter right now?
Yes. I would, yes.
Yeah.
I would, yeah. Look,
I think Danielle's probably the better pass rusher right now, but I don't know about when you bring it all
together. I mean, Danielle's got the better resume. Danielle Hunter's the better pass rusher, but when you look at how Will Anderson plays the position, not just pass rushing, but just creates havoc, chaos everywhere. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I don't watch all these other guys and cover them the way that a lot of other people do, obviously. But, like, I don't know that there's anybody, any of these guys, with the exception of maybe Myles Garrett, that has the chaos, just collapsing pockets and manhandling running backs and just like plays with that level of violence. I don't know that Will Anderson is number one on that list.
Yeah.
In terms of playing the run, the pass, everything, there's several of them are better pass rushers. But in terms of just playing the game down in, down out with like elite violence, I don't know that Will Anderson is second to anybody. So yeah, I would take Will Anderson.
Bad MF-er.
I would take Will Anderson across the board and rank him higher than
Danielle Hunter,
than Danielle Hunter right now. Yeah.
Yeah. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, is that how you see it too? You have Will Anderson over Danielle Hunter in that list. A lot of people high on Jarrett Verse, who was behind them. Those guys, to me, Will Anderson, Jarrett Verse, and Hutchinson, those are guys, all three of them, to me, have a chance to really jump in this list. Nick Bosa is somebody I think's got to pick it up. It feels like Nick Bosa has kind of come down a little bit in the last couple of years. And I think injuries have had something to do with it, but no, Will Anderson, Hutchinson, and Verse look like guys that are about to potentially take off. I did want to go a little deeper with Will in this because we're 2 years in, and he is already kind of thought of. You just went through it. This is voted on by 70 different guys within the league, scouts, coaches, front office people in the league. And they already have him in the top 10 right now in terms of edge rushers and potentially moving forward. And I'm throwing this out to you and all the people who can respond to this. Has Will Anderson to this point in his first 2 years, now I know where he was drafted. He was the number one defensive player taken off the board in that draft 2 years ago. We were at Kansas City. Has he exceeded your expectations in the first 2 years, him being here, 29 games, 18 total sacks, 7 in year one, 11 last year? He's made the Pro Bowl both years, defensive rookie of the year. actually top 14 when it comes to Defensive Player of the Year honors last year at 14. From what you thought he would be in the first 2 years, has he exceeded your expectations?
Yes. Yes, without a doubt. Will Anderson has exceeded my expectations. I knew they were getting a good player. I thought he was a little undersized, and the size could be an issue. But he overcomes that with just that high motor that just is absolutely relentless. I had no idea that we were getting that caliber player. Like, again, you get a guy that is going to win with speed. You get a guy that's maybe a little bit undersized. You get a guy that may end up being a great pass rusher. You get a great athlete, obviously. But to get a guy that we can sit here with a straight face with Will Anderson and have an honest conversation about, this may be the most violent edge rusher in the game today that creates the most chaos. That is, I guarantee you, if you look across the league at offensive coordinators that have to prepare for defenses on a week-in, week-out basis, I guarantee you Will Anderson is striking fear in those offensive coordinators, or is more of a headache for those offensive coordinators than just a great pass rusher. Right? I mean, that he is disruptive as any defensive end in the game. And to think that we're there in 2 years, like, I, be honest with you, I didn't even think we were getting a player that was possible, that was capable of that. And Will is definitely that guy.
Yeah, I remember. I guess I'll say this. He has exceeded my expectations. I never, ever once thought that he was going to be a bust.
Oh, no, I agree
with
that.
You know what I mean? I never.
High floor?
Yeah, yeah. I knew he wasn't going to be a bust. He was at least going to be somebody that could be here 10 years. But especially early, I didn't know, Clint, if he had the, like, go take over a game consistently in him. Go and just, man, he's got to be he is a wrecking crew, a guy that defenses definitely have to plan for consistently over anybody else on the defense. And I think Will has probably reached that status with other great defensive players on the field with him. Danielle Hunter on the other side, Derek Stingley. I still think when Sean McVay and the Rams, as they're getting ready and prepared for week one at home against the Texans, I think the number one person that they are looking at on the defense is probably Will Anderson. And after two seasons, I didn't think that. I didn't think that we would hit that, especially with Danielle Hunter and others on the field with him. I knew he had all the other stuff, all of the intangible stuff, all of the things that help you create a culture, a new beginning, like the Texans were needing to do coming off of what they were before him and CJ and D'Amico arrived. I knew he had all that stuff. I didn't know that his game would match that part this quickly. And right now, I said it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, where I think there's a real opportunity that when his time comes up, that he may be in line to be the highest paid defensive player in the league if he continues to progress. He took a hell of a jump from year one to year two, especially in his pass rushing, which I don't think just comes naturally to him like some of these other guys on the list. Like I think rushing the passer, Tyler has seen it since he was at A&M. It's natural for Miles Garrett.
Yep.
I think Max Crosby fits in that same boat, right? But he is clearly, Danielle Hunter fits in that same boat. He has clearly worked on his game to get to that point.
Well, yeah, it's just he thrives off of, and his game is built around, you know, an insane amount of physicality and an insane high motor. Like that's what Will Anderson's game is built around. And those are things that you just can't coach. If a guy's not physical, you can't make him physical, right? And if a guy is overly physical, odds are you don't even want to shake hands with him because you can't coach it out of him. Like, this is what he is, right? If a guy just refuses to quit, whether it's exhaustion or injury, that is not coachable. Those are the two things, to me, that separate Will Anderson from 99% of edge rushers in the NFL. Is he is on an entirely different level than most. And then all of a sudden you get a guy that with that kind of work ethic can work on the pass rush. You get a guy that is on the smaller side, and so there is a level of quickness there that allows him to, you know, to be more athletic than definitely a lot of tackles that are trying to block him. So, yeah, man, Will is just—it's just a matter of time before he's in the top five.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, his play has matched the third overall pick, right?
Yeah,
like that when you're getting that. I didn't know if you were, because I remember saying, boy, I know Jalen Carter's got some issues. Damn, man. Well, I don't know. Now, by the way, he's pretty good, too.
He's all right.
He was number three, by the way, in the top.
D-tackles.
D-tackles. You guess who number one was?
Number one, Chris Jones.
No. Dexter Lawrence. They had Dexter Lawrence with the Giants, number one. Chris Jones, number two. And then Jalen Carter. Number three.
Boy, those are splitting hairs. I would say that the only way do you get there, because Chris will bounce out and play defensive end. He has the ability to do it all. So you got to Dexter is he is the prototypical interior defensive lineman that
Chris has kind of reached the point where he's picking and choosing
when he wants
his
to go,
spots yeah, more fair. Because yeah. I think Jalen Carter and Dexter Lawrence, they're probably giving a damn every play.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Chris, when he was younger, was in that kind of that camp anyway. But no, someone texted in here saying, sometimes it's not just talent with Will Anderson Jr. He loves football and works hard. No, and that is a skill. But to get to the area that he is in, it's more than work hard.
No
like
question.
Right? Like, to get to the area that he has jumped to be in a space where he is in the range of guys and mentioned with guys like Max Crosby and mentioned with guys in this top 10, it is more than just he loves football. That added part to it. Now, he is bringing production and bringing, as you said, fear. It is a unique thing. You're not just planning for him to rush the passer for you. You're planning that, hell, I got to run away from his ass, or I got to, you know, I got to put two over if I am going to have anything in the run game, or he is just like a bull where he's just going to take multiple people out and be really, really physical for its size. So it's more than just working hard. It is everything else that he is bringing to the table. So shout out to Will Anderson as he has gotten himself, I think even exceeding what you would think from a number three overall pick in his first 2 years. Hopefully all pro is coming up soon for him. All right, it is Wednesday, which means we do a little stock up, stock down. And it is, as we're nearing the end of the first half of the baseball season, nearing the All-Star break, we'll do a little stock up, stock down on the Astros on stock up. On the first half, stock down on the first half so far. We'll do that as we continue right here live on the draft.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two ass would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the drive with Sterner and Hughley. Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, okay. What is the breaking news that you have, Tyler?
Yeah, we're going to get to stock up, stock down in just a second. But this pertains to what we're going to talk about. Little Astros news, nothing big, but a little bit of the cavalry coming in here. Jake Meyers, he is back for the Houston Astros. He is in the lineup for Joe Espada and the Houston Astros tonight. Jake Meyers.
That is big news.
Yes.
I believe I'm saying that.
Back in the lineup, huh?
Yeah, old Jake kicking ass in them khakis in 2025.
So not going
back.
Not going to the IL. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that was coming.
No, I thought about it too. The way this medical staff and this team and this squad and everything has been.
In fact, in my mind, I'm thinking they should probably just do it. But no, I'm just saying, like Clint said it yesterday, that boy, that calf tightness is starting to have a different feel to it these days.
Oh, yeah, the Achilles stuff. But anyway, that's your news. Jake Meyers is back for the Astros. He's going to be batting second in the lineup tonight for Joe Espada. We'll give you more details on that a little later. But right now, it's a little Stock Up, Stock Down live on the drive with Sterner and Hughley. We do this every hump day right around 3:20 p.m. In today's edition, we're going to look at the Astros at this All-Star break, about halfway through this 2025 baseball season. And I want to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley. Stock up for you right now for the 2025 Stros at the halfway point.
My stock up, man, it has to, and there's a lot of places you can go with this. But I'm going to go with Jim Crane. Jim Crane, look, when you look at everything that's happened, we've given a lot of credit to a lot of people that I think deserve it, right? We and you specifically were able to give your flowers to the captain, the great Joe. Okay, give your flowers to Joe Espada. I couldn't get that out. But to give the flowers to Joe Espada, we talked about Dana Brown, who has done his thing as well, and a lot of the players, but one of the constants, and maybe the one constant that we have seen, especially through this run, has been Jim Crane. And it's been through A.J. Hinch. It's been through different GMs. It's been through different managers. It's been through different players. It's been through decisions that have to come to his door. It's been through everything. And they have continued to find themselves in this spot of going to the postseason, and that has to be set by the guy up top. There have been things we have questioned and wondered. He's brought the right people in the right spots. When it was at its darkest, he went and found Dusty Baker, and that was the right move to go along with everything he did. And now Dana Brown has proven to be the right move as well along with him. And so I give it to Jim Crane. When you look, this has been the ultimate this year of overcoming all of the craziness that the Astros have had to overcome over the years. This has taken it to another level, and I got to give it to the owner. He's the one at the top making the calls.
Yeah, and I got to co-sign that, Stros fans. Sometimes I don't think we realize just how lucky we are to have the ownership we have of these Houston Astros, because there were years where it wasn't quite so nice. But Jim Crane, that is Stock Up for Ron the Show Hughley. This is Stock Up, Stock Down. We're talking Astros at the All-Star break. Clint Sterner, over to you. What's your Astros stock up at the break?
Well, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of choices. I'm going to go with Isak Paredes.
I mean,
19 bombs, 830 OPS, filling the shoes of slow start Alex Bregman extremely well. One could argue he should have been an all-star. A guy that was squarely in the two hole and was really, really, really clutch. Swinging the bat well before everybody went down. Everybody goes down. He moves up into the leadoff spot and continues to rake and be clutch and play a good defensive second base. I don't know about y'all. I mean, I just didn't know enough about it. Maybe I didn't know enough about Isak Paredes when he first came in. But I have been highly impressed with his glove and his arm defensively. And so
that catch he made running over to the to foul territory, where I thought he was going to run past it.
He's made a couple of stops down the line with some big arm throws across the diamond that he just makes look effortless. And that is, the throw's not only right on the money, it has got some serious pace and carry. And I don't know what the velocity is going across there, but it's nasty. And I've always had an appreciation for that. So I got to go with Isak Paredes for my stock up. I don't know if his stock's ever been higher.
Before we move to the stock down, we haven't discussed this. How we feel about the yellow?
The what?
The yellow.
The hair?
No, he's really, like, Isak.
Oh, yeah, really, I'm good with it. It.
Like, he's brought his.
That was just with the, is that just with the.
He always seems to have the yellow on.
I've seen it here and there, yeah.
Because there's some yellow in the City Connects. So yeah. I think that's where it came in. I didn't realize he was wearing
it. Did he have it on last night? I feel like I've seen him on with the yellow a lot. Like, he brought it right over from
yellow shoes too.
From Tampa. Because that Tampa.
He's got yellow hair, too.
Tampa, they had all the yellow stuff. Surrey really pulled it together there.
I'm good with it because I don't think enough Astros in the – now that I've never thought about this, but enough Astros players over the years have really done enough of that yellow accent because I consider that an Astros color.
Really? Yeah, I guess so.
Navy,
yeah.
Blue, orange, and yellow.
Yeah. I noticed it big time a couple of days ago. I guess it was Monday when they were wearing the City Connects, and I thought it tied in nicely.
I've seen it a lot. Yeah, he rocks the yellow.
Yeah,
I like wearing, it, to answer your question.
I like wearing them yellow Vans sometimes with my Astros gear, you know?
I know you do.
Yeah. Saucy. All
right, you got some earrings too, don't you?
Some earrings?
You got a lot of
some orange
capers. Oh, yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
And check out the big orange wagon.
Oh, thanks, man. I can tell you really meant that. You're listening to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Stock up, stock down. All right. We got the stock ups out of the way on a hub day. We're talking Astros at the All-Star break. Clint, sticking with you. Give me that stock down for these Astros as we reach the break in 2025.
Mine is the big orange wagon.
That was good. I'm going to go with Spencer Arrighetti. Look,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I can't wait for his return, but with Lance...
I should have known that.
What's that?
That your stock down was going to be Arrighetti.
I mean, there's two things here that are working against him. One, that dumbass decision to play long toss in left field while the opponent is MVP.
We to get there.
That first and foremost, that his stock took a hit with me right there. But I think with Lance McCullers coming back, and I think overall, the exception of a couple of outings where he absolutely got shelled, it has been very, very promising what Lance McCullers brings to the table. Now, we'll see what happens moving forward. But right now, Lance McCullers... it has been promising enough to where he's either neck and neck with Spencer or I may have him a notch ahead of Spencer, to be completely honest with you. And now all of a sudden you got Ryan Gusto pulling performance out of his tail end. So Spencer Arrighetti for me coming into the season was a lock three, was a lock third starter. Got to have it from him. And right now when he comes back, now don't get me wrong, we would still love to have it from him. And for him to take that third seat, but he's going to have to pitch really well to be that guy. And so I would say right now, stock down Spencer Arrighetti for the dumbass decision to play long toss in left field. And just the simple fact that the guys ahead of you right now are in your place seem to be pitching well.
So avoidable right there, Spence. Damn it. Stock down for Clint with Spencer Arrighetti. Finish us off here. We're on the show. A little stock down for the Astros at the 2025 All-Star break.
I'm proud of us for not taking the easy one, and that is the entirety of the training staff.
That's what
I did just wanted to say, we have not forgotten about you. and hell, really, to be honest, you're included in these anyhow. Mine is Chaz McCormick. This is tough because right now would be the time and the opportunity for him to have a chance to get back to the music that he used to have played, to him just maybe being called WBC, to the days where he was a guy that was thought of to be a major contributor to this team and not just a fourth outfielder. This would be the time, but of course he's injured. And now Jake's back already, coming into this segment, as Tyler let us know. And they love Jake, and why not? And Jake has given them every reason to feel like he should play every single day. And now he has to sit and watch Taylor Trammell, who's getting a home run and hitting big doubles yesterday. And it is just, like I said, man, it is hard to start to figure a spot on this team for him. And it probably would be best if he maybe was traded, to be honest, right now. But damn it, he had to be injured right now. And this would have been the opportunity where Chaz would have had a real shot.
Hum's out there getting some run, too, ain't he?
Hum, yeah, he is. It's out here. It's outfield for everybody right now. And you can't get out there. They brought a fella named Corona up here.
That's right. That's right, Kennedy.
And so stock down for Chaz McCormick, because whenever he does get healthy, I bet you Zach DeZinzo's probably ready to go. Like, all the guys that probably should be ahead of him will be ready to go. And he may be.
Bond will be back to doing a little outfield business.
Yeah, so Chaz McCormick, man, stock down for him. It's been rough. All right. By the way, the NFL Top 100, they're doing their Top 100 list. They're down to 85, and still no current Texan has shown up in it at all. Still no current Texan has shown up in it at all. How many do you think it will be in this list? I'm a bit surprised that we haven't seen a couple of names already, which makes me wonder if they're going to be in it at all. They should. They have a lot of top-heavy guys. We'll discuss that. I'm going to give you a little something to view, give you a little recommendation, a little viewing recommendation. And no, it is not what Clint's watching right now. No, it is not Love Island, but I'll give you some viewing recommendation. We'll discuss that coming up
next. I haven't dipped into Love Island since the return from Northern Michigan.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'll tell you, if you didn't catch it, watch the first episode of Quarterback last night. Pretty good.
Good to hear.
As my guy would say, pretty, 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 pretty good.
I have to check that out. I can't wait. I forgot all about it last night.
Yep, that's probably one of
the things. Is that Netflix?
Yeah, that keeps me up till 12:45 last night. But for me, because what gets me every time is the one that you don't think is going to be interesting is the one that tends to be interesting. Like going into it, like I thought, all right, Jared Goff is going to be, we'll see. Like I knew Burrow would be fun, but Jared Goff was kind of interesting. And Tyler, you will absolutely love what his better half is bringing to the table. And boy, she tries to hide it.
Yeah?
She really tries to hide it till that one particular portion of the show.
I'm flying blind on this one.
Is unable to be hit.
She
was like,
research.
I remember I was doing my SI swimsuit.
Ooh,
edition.
Who is this?
Talk down into me.
This is when Jared Goff's wife.
She's a saint.
And he said that's when they got their first win. They got their first win in Detroit, and she was at the shoot, and she got to kind of watch the final drive as they came back.
I remember this being televised at some point. Like, this has been either on social media or they talked about it on one of the shows.
But the entire way she is in, you know, like really big sweaters, a lot of big clothing, don't really catch it. And then she said, I was at my SI shoot. I said, SI. And then they showed her at the shoot. And I thought, oh, here we go, Tyler. Calm down, champ.
He's hiding them puppies nice, huh?
Calm down.
Oh, there's
hiding
puppies.
Yeah, it was.
He said puppies.
Yeah, you know I'm a breast man.
But he was interested because he kind of expresses his feelings. You know, they went through the whole Rams Lions thing and how he, you know, how he got traded and
cool.
How he was
that's
feeling
cool.
It.
Can we get back to?
I'm just saying it was more interesting.
That's cool.
You know, you're about the Playboys looking at the pictures. I like to read the stories.
Go for speed or for comfort?
Yeah, you Hank, boy, you and Hank, y'all had a hell of a time.
I'm reading the stories. I mean, I saw that portion of it, but I was really into the story.
Real or fake?
Like it was. Oh, real.
Every Tuesday, right here live on the ground.
Yep, and they were real.
Nice.
Too much bounce. But no.
That recoil.
But I was like, man, this is, I'm glad to hear Jared kind of really express how he was feeling about that situation. He said, damn, I'd like to have gotten a call or a heads up. He said, man, the season ended and Sean McVay just hit me up and said, all right, man, we'll be trading you to Detroit.
Buy the kneecap off.
Hell, it just made it to the second round of the playoffs.
That's a dirty business, man.
They're going to the Super Bowl, they made the second round of the playoffs, and then whoop.
And the whole time they were talking to Stafford behind his back at a beach in Cabo or something, right?
Yeah. And they played, and like they played Stafford twice. They played the Rams twice. They opened up the season against them, and then they beat them in the playoffs. They kind of went back. To that 2 years ago. It's all showing
life.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joe Burrow is interesting. Joe Burrow, him and his family. Yeah.
Burrowhead.
He got the porn stars hanging around?
Huh?
He got the porn stars hanging around?
I hadn't seen that yet. See the resentment from his mother, though, for all the years that his dad was a defensive coordinator. And as he's telling the story, yep. I don't think Joe's mom's missed any games. I think she went to every. I think she took it. Went to every soccer game. Went to every baseball game. Took him to every AAU. Took him all of it.
Mama Bird.
Many times, me and our nights were just me and mom watching TV because no dad was recruiting or coaching. But you could see the resentment in her eyes as she was sitting over there, and as all that was going on.
Reliving it.
I'm like, maybe they need to change that subject.
The old man's over there. Why y'all bringing up old stuff, man?
And then they started talking about the moments, like the moments they had, and the old pops looked like he wasn't really involved in it. Like I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all used to watch American Idol.
Where was he? Was he a college coach?
At Ohio. He was under. Remember when Frank Solich?
Yep.
He was Nebraska.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. He took over. He was the he was there. At the University of Ohio.
I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
There, out there. rolling on. But no, man, it was good. And Kirk Cousins, yeah, he's hot. He's hot about that whole Michael Penix Jr.
The way that thing went
but
down.
But he do it with a smile, you know, Kirk. Nice to tell. No, it's a good one. It's gonna be a pretty good season with them three out there. All right, the NFL, they're doing their top 100, and there are no Texans on it thus far. They've gotten to 85, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a bit surprised.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
That some of the closest thing to a Texan making it is Laramie Tunsil. He just made it at 86. Ooh. But no, I thought like maybe Kamari Lassiter might slide into this area, 85 to 100, because thus far, Ladd McConkey was 100. So then I'm thinking to myself, all right, well maybe that's a little deep. But Leonard Williams, Aaron Jones, Drake London, Levante David, Josh Sweat, Sam Laporta at 94, Creed Humphrey, Jesse Bates, Tua at 91, Zach Allen, James Cook. Who I'm surprised, 89. James Cook feels a little low for what he
after last
he
year,
was. Yeah. Yeah, Van Ginkle with the Vikings, a linebacker, Quinnen Williams, Laramie Tunsil, and then Kyren Williams, excuse me, from the Rams. That's the latest. I thought there may be some Texans. How many we got, right? CJ's in it, right?
Yes.
Nico, clearly.
Yes.
Will, Daniil.
Yes.
Joe Mixon, I'm guessing, is probably in it.
Derek Stingley's definitely in it.
Derek Stingley's probably the highest, I would guess. Him or Will. I think Derek's an all-pro, so I would imagine he's maybe the highest.
Well, I would think if Kyren Williams is in there that
Joe's got to be in there.
You just made the list!
But I feel like Kyren Williams had a better season than
he
Joe last year.
He may have had a better season, but did you know, I saw earlier, did you know that Joe Mixon is in the last 3 years, touchdown responsibility is like 6 or 7 in running backs?
Really? With receiving and rushing?
Just total touchdown responsibility. Like I didn't think he would be that high. But
I love Joe Mixon.
You too. I do too, Joe. Who's that? Gruden? John? Yeah, I think those are your
ones.
That's
it. The six, yeah, that's it. Any more potentially jump in there?
No, I think those are your five. That's probably it. Say five of them, Nico, CJ.
Are they doing kickers? Joe. Serious question. I'm just trying to be goofy.
I think I don't think he would have made it. His first half was strong, but yeah, then that's what second I was thinking half slid of. Off.
Oh, I must have forgot about it.
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah, probably those six. Yeah, I think Jalen Petrie might have had an outside shot if he didn't get injured. But I am a bit I thought Kamari Lassiter may have had a chance to be in like the 90s with the year that he had. It's interesting. I can't wait to see I think Stingley's probably in the top 15. I am really intrigued to see where CJ Stroud falls though. That because his rookie year, obviously he was pretty high. Last year was a up and down year, but I see Tua here at 91, so he's damn sure going to be in the list. I wonder, is he in the 40s or is this like,
where do you get him in the quarterbacks? 7, 8?
Probably more 10 to 12.
Yes, you're probably talking in the 40s then.
Yeah.
You gotta think your top 10 is gonna be there's gonna be 6 quarterbacks in there.
Yeah. Because I'll be honest, I wouldn't as a player's no, I don't know. I bet Mahomes is lower than you think. With this past year, yeah. I bet Mahomes is lower than you think. I could see. I wouldn't be surprised if he was outside of the top 10 with like in a 12 range with what a lot of
Pat?
People. Yeah,
no way.
No man, they've been
no chance. I'd love nothing more than come in here and put him out of the top 10, but that just ain't even in a down year. That sucker right there. You tell me that there's 4 other quarterbacks in this league that you.
People have pushed it.
Well, no, look, that's the thing right now. There is no doubt about it that what's going to move the needle this year leading up to the season is there's several stories, but one of them is definitely, is Pat Mahomes done? Is Pat Mahomes' best years behind him? And is Pat still the best in the league, the league that has to offer? That's going to be the deal, but I don't know that anybody, if I think Pat would be dead last on the list if you said, hey, You're up three, or you're up four. Yeah. There's 2 minutes left in the game. The opponent has the ball. Pat would be dead last on that list of who you want out there on that field that you got to go against.
Yeah, yeah. This year, I bet you they have Burrow, Lamar, and Josh ahead of him.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Be hard for me to go there.
Because Jalen, how far ahead Jalen Hurts do you think he'll be over CJ Stroud? I feel like 15 spots.
Yeah.
20 spots, his season? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, I had me a hell of a morning, and the story, you'll believe, won't surprise you. The details, hard to make this stuff up, y'all. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610. Before we do that, though, got to tell you about them cold Coors Light. We all need a couple of cold Coors Light for this next story I'm going to tell.